Welcome to the magnificent program, Dynamic Touch. I am Apostle Cindy Jarrett. This program is inspired by God to reach, touch, elevate, deliver, and bring joy and laughter to the people of God, and especially those that have not yet considered inviting Him into their hearts as Lord and Savior. As you listen to this program, please open your hearts and minds to begin this walk with us here at New Birth Agape Fellowship, asking God to give us His dynamic touch. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Yeshua, I come and I give you glory. I submit myself to you under this presence that you have here with us today. And we honor you and we salute you. Come on, church, put your hands together for the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Here we are to worship. Here we are to bow down and give God the glory. I feel God, I tell you. It's even a challenge to come on here and just want to stay in that presence right there. But I got to lead this word with you. And so we're not going to be here long. Amen. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, labor. This is the word for your week. Let's go into the word right quick. Psalms 91. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. Oh, oh, what a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer. Somebody say what it is, what it is. Oh, what faith will no often forfeit. Oh, what needless sins we bear. Senseless sins. Oh, because we do not carry, I say everything, everything to God in prayer. Carry everything, everything to God in prayer. God, my head hurt, carry everything. God, I got no money, carry everything. God, my back, carry everything. God, my children get no money, carry everything. God, my husband, carry everything. Everything to God in prayer. Ooh, hallelujah. Oh, God, I don't know. God just want me to leave that song in your spirit today. Oh, what faith we often forfeit. Oh, what needlessness we bear. It's all because you refuse to carry. Yeah, I say everything to God in prayer. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. Somebody say Almighty. Mm-hmm. I will say unto the Lord, He is my fort, my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely, surely He shall deliver me from the snares and the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover me
with his feathers. Ooh. And under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be my shield and my buckler. Verse 5, thou, I shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor walk it in the dark. Hallelujah. Nor the arrows that fly it by day. Sorry. 6. Nor the pestilence that walk it in the dark, nor the destruction that waste at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at my side and 10,000 at my right hand, but ne'er one shall come near me. Only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, he is, because thou hast made the Lord, he which is my refuge, even he is my most high, my inhabitation. Verse number 10. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plagues come near my dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over me to keep me in my ways. They shall bear me up in thy hands, lest I dash my feet against a stone. I shall tread upon lions and adders, and young lions and dragons shall I trample under my feet. Because thou hast set your loving kindness upon me, therefore I will be delivered. I will be set on high, because he will answer me. You will be with me in trouble. You will deliver me, and you will honor me with long life. Will you satisfy me and show me your salvation? Here is the reading of God's word. Let the church say amen. I'm reaping, and let me continue the word. You may be seated. You know I'm recovering from this nasty flu. Amen. So we read the psalmist that writes to encourage those of us that are in God. Ask your neighbor, are you in God? Tell your neighbor, don't miss this today. Ask your next neighbor, are you in God? So the psalmist writes and he says, I'm going to encourage your soul today. He says, those that find shelter also find solace. What is solace? Help, comfort. When you're feeling sad or worried or afraid, you're going to find shelter and solace. Tell your neighbor, yeah. So we're going to walk through this today. Yeah. So verse number 1 says, he that dwell in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of God Almighty. Since we dwell in the place which is called a secret place, where is your secret place? Is it your closet? It might not be a physical location, but it's a divine meeting that you meet with God. Let the church say amen. Some people do it on their sofa. Some people do it on the floor. Some people do it in their bed. It is that divine place where you spend with God. Say, neighbor, it's my secret place. It's a place where nobody can cross over. No thing. Even the devil himself can't cross over that secret place when you have that secret place with God. It's where God's shadow, the almighty shadow, is present. Sometimes we think Satan go everywhere. He can't get into that secret place. When the presence of the Lord is there, he has to be still. So if you find your place having a secret place for God Almighty, you don't have to worry because nothing can enter that place. Tell your neighbor you need to find that place more often. So the psalmist says, and mostly this passage is believed to be written by King David. Amen. It had so many little disputes. Some people say Moses, but I can tell you whomever, penned this scripture, it depicts against some things that are evil. It tells on two things. It talks about evil and it talks about trust. Somebody say trust. Verse number 2 says, I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and he is my fortress, my God. Somebody say, my God. My God. Somebody shout, my God. It is him that you will put your trust. In this secret place, this is a place of conversation and confidence. Ooh. It's a place of conversation. It's a place of proclamation. And it's a place of confidence. You can't be in a secret place unless you are having a conversation. You can't go in a secret place with God and not say, even if you're in tears, Abba Father, it's a conversation. Come on, church. You won't go to God unless you have some confidence. In him will I put my trust. That's confidence. And so you are now proclaiming that you have someone to put your trust in. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Fortress, he says. You are my refuge. Ask your neighbor, did you make God your refuge? Refuge, the word refuge is a state of being safe or sheltered from danger and difficulties. Say, did you make God your refuge? Then the psalmist wrote, he said, not only are you my place of danger, you're not only my place where I'm protected by difficulties. He says, you are my fortress. I don't know why you will use refuge and fortress at the same place in the same time, because fortress means a large, strong building. He says, you are my shelter. Woo, glory, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you are not only my shelter, you are a place that I can go in. You are a strong place. You are a place. The word fortress also means a place that can defend you from attacks. Growing up in the Bahamas, we have a place called Fort Charlotte, and it's a place where they have the cannons. So back in the day, it was a place that you would run to, hallelujah, to be protected from danger. Can you make God your fortress? Somebody shout hallelujah. So David, as we believe it to be, he is proclaiming his trust in God and believing that God is a place he can go into and be divinely protected. Tell your neighbor, I need divine protection. Verse 3 and 4 say, surely, that word is such a, that word, just surely, surely. What confident writing this is. Oh, what proclamation this is in our time over 2,000 or 3,000 years ago. Oh, glory be to God. And it's still comforting you and I today. Surely. Who can you count on and say, surely they would deliver me? Is there anybody you can count on and say, surely? Surely he shall deliver me from the snares. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, are there any snares against you? What is a snare? It is a trap for catching mammals. For hallelujah, it is a noose that is wired with cords. Oh, glory, it is a net, hallelujah, for catching animals. Surely you're not gonna try to put the snares down for me, because surely he shall deliver me. Somebody just shout, surely. Surely. So he uses two words in here that takes a moment to die. Hallelujah. Digest and to look into, to make sure we understand. So we have snares, surely, snares, and follow. Somebody say follow. What is a follow? A follower is someone who hunts, my God. So surely you are going to protect me, deliver me from the trap by this place, by the person. Somebody say hallelujah. A follower is someone who hunts the birds and the animals, and the snare is what they use. Surely. Surely. And then he uses another word, say, surely you shall deliver me from the snares of the fowler. And then he said, from the noisy pestilence. The word pestilence means deadly, overwhelming disease that affects the entire community. Almighty said, like a black plague. He said, surely. The disease that is sent out by the, hallelujah, by the fowler used as a snare. Surely this black plague, this plague, these pestilence, you shall deliver me from. Tell the church, say praise the Lord. And you read the word. Number 4. You shall cover me with your wings, and under your wings I, here's this word again, trust. Because he, his truth shall be my shield. Ask your neighbor, neighbor, are you letting the truth be the shield? What is the truth? What is the shield? The shield is a broad piece of metal. He says in verse number 4, that's where you will find me as we walk through the word of God. He says that surely under your wings you should, hallelujah, I should trust, and his truth should be my shield. A shield is a metal, amen, is a metal piece. Oh my God. Sometimes they hold it and strap it, oh my God, on their hand. He says, you will be and is used for protection against blows and missiles. Oh, there's some good stuff. So God is going to use the shield to protect you from blows. Say, your neighbor, I'm protected from the blows. And the missiles. He says, surely, 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 surely. Then he says, you should be my shield and my buckler. Buckler, B-U-C-K-L-E-R. You should be my buckler. What is a buckler? Because buckler and shield really should mean the same thing. It means a shield that's, watch this. So here is the shield, amen. So you push your hand. You know when they go to war, they got that shield. So that shield is to protect you. But the buckler is a shield that surrounds the poor person. Mother monkey, oh my God. So not only you giving me a shield, you're going to be my woo, all around. Mighty God. Tell somebody it's all around me, all around me. All. Let's walk to number 5. You should not be afraid of the terror by the night. I the witch workers at night. The marine spirits at night. The necromancy workers at night. The spell casters. What about because they come out at nor the arrows that fly by day. How can you be afraid if you got your all around the buckler and your shield? Nor the pestilence, the diseases that is walking. It says the diseases are walking. Watch that. Nor the pestilence that walk it. So the diseases are walking. Oh my God. Nor the destruction nor the destruction that waste at the door. I laugh when God say that. God said, even their destruction is a waste. Read it. Verse number 6 says, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, do not be afraid, nor for the destruction that wasteth. So they send in destruction, and the destruction is being wasted. Let the church say, praise the Lord. Verse number 7, he says, 1,000 shall fall at your right hand, and 10,000, hallelujah, at your right hand, but none, it shall not come near thee. This is his guarantee. God says, I must say this twice. Here is our guarantee. Here is your guarantee. Let the church say, praise the Lord. Their destruction that falleth. Waste destruction. They put themselves in all kind of stuff to send destruction. And the destruction is waste. Waste in vain. Waste energy. Waste mental thinking. Waste plot. Waste plan. Waste trap. Waste, waste, waste. Waste. He says, only with your eyes shall you see and behold the reward. Tell your neighbor there's a reward for the wicked. Oh, I can't hear nobody here. Here, tell your neighbor, I say there's a reward for the wicked. God is going to send the reward on your behalf to the wicked. Why is God going to do it? Thank you for asking. Let's go to verse number 9. Because You have made the Lord, you've made him your refuge, you've made him your most high priest, you've made him your high tabernacle, you've made him your savior, you've made him your redeemer, you have made God your all in all, you've made him your shield, you've made him your buckler. Ah, this is why you will see the reward of the wicked. There shall no evil be for you. Waste evil. Waste the blood of Jesus. Neither shall any plagues come near your dwelling. How can evil befall you when you made God your refuge, which is a refuge, a safe place of shelter? How can evil befall God? If you in God and he is your all-rounder, which is your buckler, how can evil penetrate God? If you are hide under the shadows of the Almighty. Let's keep moving. I repeat it again. There shall, see, I only do what God asked me to do. He said, repeat it again. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plagues come nigh your dwelling. He has decided to do something great for us today. Someone say today. Here is what he's doing. Verse number 11 and 12. For he, God Almighty, has given his angels charge over you. Charge over me to keep me. Well, I don't know how to be kept. To keep me in all of my ways. What are they going to do? Pastor, thank you for asking. Go to verse number 12. They shall bear you up in their hands. What? I'm a good 200 sexy pounds, baby. Them angels got to be real strong. They're about to lift me up in their hands. Woo, what a thing. I mean, bear, not just, you know, some people can lift me like my children. They think they got all the power, so they kind of lift you. No, bear me up. Keep me bared up in their hands. What a mighty God we serve. Let the church say praise the Lord. Why? Because you have stayed with him and you, hallelujah, he will make sure you keep your feet from dashing against any stone. And when your feet dashes, your head falls. Have you ever hit your feet and don't go down? So he's keeping us from going down. Tell your neighbor, you ain't going down, you ain't going down, you ain't going down, you ain't going down, you ain't going down. You won't fall. You won't fall. You won't fall. You won't fall. Not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit, says the Lord. So we find ourselves in verse number 13, and we got four more verses, and we are out by the presence of God today. Thou shalt tread on lions and adder. What you mean I'm a thread? They gonna be like little babies. You gonna crush them. Dragons under your feet. Dragon? Do you see them dragon in the movie? They coming under your lift up your feet and bring them dragons down in the name of get down. Dragon, get down. Ida, get down. Lion, get down. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, this word concerns you today. And the topic of this message is stay safe in the arms of God. God bless you today. Somebody say, yeah!
Wasn't that uplifting, refreshing, and dynamic? If you've missed today's message, hey, listen again on Radio Turks and Caicos, Wednesday night, or on our various podcasts, Apostle Cindy Jarrett, even on Amazon, or on YouTube and Twitter. You can contact us and email us on apostlecindyjarrett@gmail.com. Join Dynamic Touch. I guarantee you, you'll be more than blessed.